Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Catholic Guilt, An Unexpected Kiss, and Sinrostro's Minions. We are back with episode 2 of Jane the Virgin. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
AfterBuzz. The song never gets old, guys. Welcome back. We are here with chapter 83 of Jane the Virgin. This is the AfterBuzz TV after show. And I am here with a new member of our show. We have Delia Gomez. Hi. Looking so pretty tonight.
Thank you, baby.
Of course. And to her left, we have the gorgeous Simone Thomas. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful.
I love the orange on you.
Thank you. You know, spring is coming.
Yes.
Close.
Spring has sprung.
Bring it out.
Perfect. So, guys, we have a huge episode tonight. Mm-hmm. We have Catholic Guilt was the overarching theme of this episode. Jason, we see some progress, or not really. A little bit. Yeah. A little bit of Jason's progress with his amnesia. And Sinrostro is just being Sinrostro. So. Delia, what were your overall thoughts of this episode?
I really liked it. I'm really rooting for Raphael and Jane, but my heart keeps breaking like every single episode. I'm just like watching it like It's so hard, girl.
Oh, I so you it. Are Team Raphael.
I am. I yeah. was Team Michael.
It's my girl. I knew she was my girl.
Simone. I know. Simone, what did you think of this episode overall?
We saw more of Michael, or I'm sorry, Jason, because mm-hmm. he's been very cold and short, like yes. not a man of many words.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he kind of switched it up on us, and I didn't appreciate all of it. We'll get into that. But I like that he opened up more.
Yeah.
I appreciated that in this episode.
Mm-hmm. You know, this episode was kind of annoying to me.
Mm.
I don't know why. It just felt like it sort of dragged on. I'm sick of Jason.
Yes.
And I was always Team Michael, as we discussed yeah. last week. I love Michael, but God, it's just like pulling teeth at this point, and it's hard for me to watch. I'm getting over it.
Yeah,
was it tough. Was it just his attitude or like the way he speaks to Jane? Because he's rude.
Yeah.
He's very rude.
Even Rogelio, who's his best friend, said he's
right.
rude.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. He's very rude.
Yeah. Very rude. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I just think if I was Jane, I would just be crying 24/7. Like,
yeah.
if I'm trying so hard to help him yes. with his amnesia and he's just being so rude to me, I would just be like, oh my goodness. Like, but props to Jane, because she deals with it really well.
She yeah. does.
She's a good girl.
But I just think, like, I know he lost his memory, but mm-hmm. like, and I don't know much about this, but yeah. like, do you lose emotion?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I don't know. Yeah. If you have brain injury,
yeah.
sometimes it does mess around with, like, your,
I guess, like that sensitive part of you, because yeah. he's just not sensitive throughout any of this.
Yeah.
And he keeps calling her the woman who talks a lot. Okay, we get it.
I thought that was hilarious that even Raphael was like, well, that's true.
We get it. We know she talks a lot, but that's why we love her.
Yeah.
Unlike you, she is someone of a lot of words. He
yeah.
never has anything to say, and she's sitting here pouring out her heart to him, trying to regain his memory, trying to just
mm-hmm.
bring up the sentimental moments that he might remember, possibly, and
right.
he's just so... He's not receptive yeah. at all, and mm-hmm. he's a little too sassy for me. So I understand why, if you yeah. feel the way you feel, because you have every right to not be Team Michael as much, because yeah. he's not on his best behavior.
I do think he'll make a comeback.
Okay.
I fear that.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. But, you know, this episode was a lot, we saw a lot of Catholicism,
yeah.
and we know the whole series has centered around, you know, Jane growing up as a Catholic girl
mm-hmm.
and sort of struggling to stay true to her religion and herself and how she was raised. When Raphael and Jane were sort of disagreeing on whether or not to get a divorce or not, do you think Raphael had a point about saying, well, you know, you're breaking all of these other Catholic rules. What's, you know, why can't you just get a divorce? Did you think he had a point there?
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I mean, I grew up Catholic, and so I definitely understand, like, my mom would be like, oh, you're going to get a divorce, right? But at the same time, it's like the times have changed, and even the Catholic Church has changed. You know, it's moving in a more forward direction.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree with him. I'd be like, yeah, you could get a divorce. Yeah.
I agree. Like, also, it's interesting because even though Jane is very religious and she is faithful to her Catholicism, she's kind of, just disconnected with all of the, I would say, the staples of being, like, you know, saving yourself until marriage. Even though having the child out of wedlock was not her decision, that happened as well. So even though it's such a big part of her, she's kind of gone the opposite. So it's kind of like, well, if you haven't already been staying the straight and narrow path, just get the divorce, especially if you love Raphael so much. Yeah,
and Abuela was surprisingly okay with it.
Exactly.
That was the one. We were all like, is Abuela going to be okay?
Yeah, we all held our breath, like, held hands, like, what's going to happen?
Right. But I think Abuela surprises us, you know? Because she even said, she mentioned that she didn't, her marriage with Jorge wasn't the most traditional way to get married. Yeah. And she's older, she's seen life, and sometimes life happens and you can't be as traditional, or things go unplanned and you kind of have to go a different route. So I like that Abuela made her feel better about it.
Right.
The moment was sweet.
See, although Jane did use the Catholicism as an excuse as to why she doesn't want to get a divorce, if that were actually true, which we later find out is not so true, I do think it is a valid excuse because, you know, a lot of us, like, I'm Catholic as well, but even, you know, in any religion, I feel like it's sort of a path, and you try to be as devoted to your religion or your beliefs as possible, but you're going to have the, like, you know, the sex without being married. That's, like, something that obviously she practices, but then it's like, I know it sounds like she's being a hypocrite, but I do understand, like, you know what, this is something that's actually really important to me, and, you know, getting an annulment rather than a divorce, I kind of understand her in that way. Yeah. Like, I kind of, because that's huge. It is a sacrament, so it's like.
And it's also bigger because it's a like, in the Latino culture, being Catholic, so many, like, events and celebrations are, like, based around it.
Right.
Like, even our Christmas, we have, you know, posadas or novenas, which is, like, all really religious-based, you know, events. So I can see that being very, very hard to differentiate yourself, especially when it's, like, your culture is so wrapped up in the religion.
Exactly. But let's be real. Part of it is because she still likes him.
Yeah.
And she admitted to that.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. Is it, and I didn't like that she did use the church as an excuse.
Exactly.
Like, oh, I'm Catholic. But no, that's really not it. Mm-hmm. I don't think that was fair to Raphael.
No.
And I know both of you love Raphael, so I don't think you think it's fair either.
And Raphael knows, you know, like, you know when your intuition is telling you something, but you want to believe otherwise just so you can feel sane. And I think that's what he's telling himself, and that's what she's telling him, so he can feel confident. And, I mean, I respect her for that, but and then that kiss, like, there's so many things that's really going to make it hard to be strong for the two of them. But I'm rooting for them.
I do too. My heart's breaking. I'm just like, no. Why do you have to kiss her?
Ugh, we'll get into that in a minute. But basically, I just think using the church as an excuse, I really didn't like that. Because at first I fell for it. I thought it was genuine. But then I realized it wasn't. And I was like, what are you doing, Jane? That's not cool.
Well, I kind of feel like maybe it's like a mix of both, right? Because since episode one, we have seen her be so involved in how much it really means to her. So I think it could be maybe. I think it's, you know, maybe a little bit of both.
That's very valid.
Because she is always, she tries to stay, you know, close to her faith. Yeah. And I do think she really does believe in the Catholic Church. And, you know, she wants to raise Mateo Catholic, but we saw she took him out of Catholic school. What did you guys think about that tonight?
I thought it was... I mean, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a bit aggressive. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, I get it. It was in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, you were, he was in the school the whole entire time.
But yeah.
Like, this one little incident is going to cause you to take him out.
Yeah.
But I think going back on the topic of just her using the Catholic Church as the excuse, I think it'd be easier to separate from Michael if, one, he didn't die the way he did so suddenly, and if she still weren't in love with him. Because if she wasn't in love with him, it'd be very easy to just be like, okay, I can cut it off, move on with my new, the new love of my life, Raphael, and live happily ever after.
She thought he was dead. That's like the part that's so hard. It's just like, oh man, my heart is just pounding right now.
She's clinging on to that hope that her, the Michael that she knows and loves, might come back.
Still
and
inside.
Then, but then what?
Then what?
You'll never know.
Dot, dot, dot.
Something we do know,
though.
Something we do know is that we will be here every week for our lovely, loyal fans. Simone, do you want to tell them
where
they can find us?
Of course. So before we move on to our next topic, we just want to say thank you for supporting us and watching us, guys, and making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And in order for us to grow, we need your help. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please subscribe and give us a thumbs up. And then if you're listening on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. And of course, on all platforms, please comment. We really appreciate your support to allow us to do what we love. And we love coming here to talk to you guys every single day. So tell your friends and just keep on watching and enjoying us.
Yeah, we love to hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
We want to hear.
We love it.
Literally. We're refreshing the comments like every week. Like, oh my goodness. Like, it feels like a community. And it feels like we're all friends and we love it. And we're a fresh panel, fresh new panel. And we just love each other and we love you guys. And just thank you for being here. And
appreciate it.
Yeah.
For sure.
So something I also appreciate is seeing Jason's progress this week. Not really sure if he did make progress. We got a moment of hope when he saw a shot glass and thought that he had a moment. I was like, oh my goodness. And that was quickly shut down. What do you think? Is he getting...
I don't know how I feel with this Jason character. I really don't. Like, I mean, I'm starting to understand, especially what Jorge said, I really liked about, like, not having expectations on him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, as a viewer, I was having all these expectations.
Right.
I was expecting him to be Michael right away. But, I'm still not warming up to him. I'm still, like, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
Really. I don't know. I just...
Simone, what do you think?
I think it's because he's not very open, and that's probably why you aren't warming up to him. He's not likable, to be honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's so mean to Jane, who is our girl, so of course we're not going to like you. just how JR was mean to Jane, but it's so funny because both him and JR don't really take to Jane so much because of her talking.
Right.
She means well. But I think I think the reason why you're not really opening up to him as much is because he is so closed off. And I get it. Like, he's practically a new person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's going to take some time. Like, think about, like, babies and young kids. Like, their personalities are kind of forming and... Mm-hmm. Day in and day out, they're going to be a new person until, like, they mature. And I guess he's kind of parallel to that. Like, he's still kind of figuring out who Michael is. And clearly, it's going to take some time.
I can't get over him liking Petra. It's so weird. It's so weird to me. I'm just like, stop.
And he looked at her again this
episode. Yeah, I was like...
It was funny, though, because he... the two women that he's most excited about aren't Jane. It's Petra and Rivers. He's really excited to meet Rivers. I'm like, where is all of this respect for the person who's actually giving you the attention? Maybe just play hard to get, Jane. Like, don't even bother. Yeah.
How did he even recognize River Fields? He watched her at the ranch with his friends.
He's like the biggest fan of NCIS. I love how that was like a recurring
theme.
They
kept plugging it.
Yeah, just like keep on. I was like, all right, he really, really likes this show.
That's his show.
What do you do? I watch NCIS.
So it is episode 2. Do we think there's any chance that Jason is faking the amnesia?
I think so.
Simone, you think so?
Yes. Telenovela style, I think so.
There was something about that, like, well, from the beginning, I think we all agreed that we couldn't completely assume that his memory was gone just because it's Jane the Virgin and it's a telenovela.
Right.
But towards the end of the episode and that little scene, I was just like, I don't know.
Yeah, it was a weird way how they just, like, he lied to her about the divorce papers, and it just, like, kind of left a weird taste in my mouth. I was just like, who you were? And then they had Rose really big, like, about, like, they wouldn't say why she, did, like, erased his memory.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, there's a lot of question marks here.
But do we think that Michael... Sorry, Jason. I can't. It's hard.
Yeah.
Do we think that Jason faked the divorce papers, his dog eating them out because he's being shady or because he just really actually likes Jane and he's starting to, you know, actually want to try with her and he doesn't want to let go of the marriage just yet? But he has too much pride to let Jane know that he's actually interested in rekindling their relationship.
It's hard because I'm still trying to figure out his vibe and just his personality since we've just met him. But based off what we've seen, I think it's a mix. I think something's up and we don't know what that is yet. So that's why he said they were destroyed. And number two, I think he also could be falling for her.
Yeah.
Just how JR with Petra went into it to catch her. She didn't go into that relationship wanting to fall in love with her, and it kind of like fell into that. So I think it might be kind of similar. If he is up to something, he's up to something, but he's also learning that he likes her and he's already married to her, so why not shoot your shot again and see what happens?
Simone.
Well I'm like, I'm team Raphael, so I'm just gonna say no. I'm just gonna say no, he's evil. Because we have to protect Raphael.
So you think the kiss wasn't genuine?
Well, now you put me in the hot spot. That felt real.
That was very real.
That felt real.
And Jane was not having it. I'm so happy she didn't keep going.
Yeah.
She fell back.
Yeah.
She cut it off.
She didn't, you know what? I feel like in a few weeks, she might not pull back.
Of course.
It's just interesting. I know Raphael's being very understanding about the whole situation. He's like, you know what? Help him and, you know, get his memories back and everything. But do you think it was appropriate? I mean, okay. Technically, Jason and Jane are married. But in Raphael's position, I don't know if I was in Raphael's position, I don't know if I would be okay with Jane going to, you know, dancing and taking shots with Jason. Like, why wasn't Raphael invited? It's not like he would have stopped the progress, right?
No, that's very good. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
I agree with
that. Claps to
that. Yeah.
Because, yes, he's your husband and you're trying to help him get his memory back, but that should be done in just not situations like that. Anything involving alcohol, music.
Mm-hmm. But she also didn't know when she went. Remember, she was like, I have a thing that you don't know. You may not like it. And so she was like, oh, we're just going to watch people dance. And she was very surprised.
Yeah.
Like we were.
Yeah.
So I think she didn't know what she was getting herself into. Mm-hmm. I think if he had been like, we're going to go drink and we're going to go dancing, then I'd be like, Jane.
Right. But you know what?
Yeah.
That's why I think it worked so well, because this whole entire time she's been trying to micromanage everything. And you know how Jane is. She's so type A. Mm-hmm. And this time she let go and did the unexpected thing. And that's when this unexpected kiss came about and everything happened.
And it's so easy to fall in love with Jane. Like, you can't help but fall in love with her. Mm-hmm. So I don't want them spending too much time together.
Well, that's why I think Raphael needs to man up and be like, babe, you know, this is your husband, but you're not really with him. You're with me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go help him, we can help him together.
Yeah. It's such a tough situation, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, oh.
It really is.
Because Michael was the love of her life, and like,
now she has her new man. But I do wonder, because I'm team Raphael, so you know I would do anything that works in his favor. But I do wonder if he's pushing her like that, if that'll pull her farther apart from him. You know what I mean? You know, sometimes when you're so suffocating to someone, they almost want to get away from you, and she has Michael or Jason on the side who's expressed interest in her, and if those sparks keep flying and Raphael keeps pushing her to make a decision, which she actually did, so bravo to that. But if he just keeps being insecure about it, I worry if that could make her distance herself.
Well, he hasn't really shown her that much of his insecurities. We always saw it with, like, Xiaomara when he was talking to her. And she's like, I'm so scared. He really, like, breaks down with her.
Right.
And even with those monologues of them talking, like, what they really wanted to say. Mm-hmm. And he was just trying to say, like, I'm so scared of losing you. But he's just like, oh, you know, just hanging in there. I think he's keeping up his strong front, not trying to, like, smother her and be like, pick me, choose me, it's me. That's what breaks my heart. It's like, he's just been there every step of the way, and I just want to see him get to
make me cry now. But I think you both have a very good point. Simone, that's true. You know, if she does feel like she's being suffocated, and if Raphael was like, no, like, you can't do this or you can't do that, she would want to see Jason more.
Exactly.
So it's like a little bit of reverse psychology almost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
it's a good point.
Hopefully, maybe Raphael will keep being mature and hold back the emotions, as hard as that is. Because imagine, like, that's your girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to be mature.
We were all just like, I know. We were all like the eyes, like, we're just so.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I'm curious to see if he can keep his composure, because it's difficult.
It's gonna get really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think Jane's gonna fall for Jason again.
She is.
I think she is.
I have this, like, feeling in my gut. I really do. And just think about their love story.
Yeah.
It would kind of wrap everything up so perfectly.
It's just like, I get it. I mean, yeah. I was totally team Michael before he died, obviously. Like, I was just like, it's Michael all the way. Mm-hmm. It's him. Then he died. And now I'm like, Raphael's been there. My heart, it's literally torn. Like, I feel like I'm literally like, oh, okay, Jane, I don't know. You got to tell me, girl, where are we going? Because,
because the thing is also, okay, if she ends up with Jason, and that means, like, he didn't really have to go through anything. Well, okay, he lost his memory, but he has no recollection of life before then.
Yeah.
So he never really went through any hardship. Like, he got the girl happily ever after. If Raphael loses Jane, he fought for her, was a good man, stood by her, still loses her, and then ends up with nothing.
No.
That would suck. At least if she ends up with Raphael, Jason can go hang out with Petra or get another girl, and he'll be fine. And then Raphael and Jane will be happy as well.
Hang
and then
it's happily ever after. Oh, man. Delia, I want to know what our live chat members are saying.
Yeah.
Let's see all what these you guys opinions. Are saying. Everyone's agreeing that Billie Jean Girl 24, I see you. She's like, she said, Jason has a crush on Petra, and it's weird. I agree.
Yeah.
100%. It is kind of like, what is going on?
It's never going to be acceptable in my eyes.
It's so uncomfortable to watch that.
Especially how he just, like, every time she walks in, it's like slow motion, and he's just like,
oh. He has like hard eyes. Yeah, it's just so gross, the whole thing.
I mean, please, I want someone to look at me the way Jason looks at Petra, but just not those two together.
Is Petra going to realize that and somehow reciprocate those feelings?
I don't know. They haven't really focused on Petra recently, and she's usually a really strong character.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very curious to see what's going to happen with Petra.
Well, I think the only way it'll happen, and I mentioned it last episode, is if she's drunk or if they're both drunk. Because can you imagine Petra being drawn to Jason?
To Jason of all people.
Of all people.
Yeah. Well, what was a guy that she liked that was also really rugged in the couple episodes before?
Yes, I know.
He was also a bad guy.
He buried. You know what? I don't remember the name. I'm sorry. I'm sure our viewers can probably tell us the name.
Help us out, please.
Yes, please comment below if you do remember his name. I know who you're talking
about.
But
he also had that country.
Yeah.
So she might be down for Jason.
I don't know. I thought Petra and Raphael were like end game. I feel like they're both like sexy and like bad and just like I like them together.
Mm-hmm.
But Raphael's going through a lot. He's going through a lot with Luisa and Sin Rostro. Now, do you think Raphael went to visit Sin Rostro? You like that? I like to roll my R's. Do you think he went to visit her with Luisa because he doesn't trust Luisa?
I would say so. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Given the track record of Luisa, I don't trust Luisa. There's
Nobody
a lot of
trust.
Like, over
Luisa doesn't trust Luisa.
Even at the end of the episode, when she's like, I love pie. We're just like, Luisa, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
And like, she's always won over with sweets, it seems like, with like the donuts
yeah.
and like
pie. Yeah,
the vegan donuts.
She has a sweet tooth, apparently. It's like, get a catch.
Yeah, it's like, that's how we get you to talk. All right.
You know what? Now that you mentioned that, I think Louise is like a little girl. She mm-hmm. can just... you can get her very easily yeah. if you make her feel special, if you are kind to her, which are all good things, but she's not cautious. And it's like, girl, you've been trapped so many times. Okay, yes, you want, what did he offer her in the at the end of the episode? A pie, right?
A pie. Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you want the pie, take the pie.
Don't let him invite him inside.
Yeah. She's like, come on in. I was like, Louisa, you of all people have been through some stuff, girl. You know you should not be inviting no strangers, especially with Sinnerostro still kind of
right.
running stuff.
Which Sinnerostro made it seem like she did all of this for Louisa. Do we believe Sinnerostro?
No. I never believe her. I just, that. Well, I mean, like, she just uses Louisa so much mm-hmm. all the time. And Louisa really does love Sinnerostro.
Yeah.
Like, she's put up with all her different faces. And, like, like, to love someone who looks different all the time, mm-hmm. can you imagine how exhausting that must be? But she sticks by her. And
yeah.
Like, I'm just like, so she knows that's Louisa's, like, weakness.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't trust Sinnerostro.
I don't trust her at all. I don't trust that story about yeah. Michael, like, saying, oh, what did she do to him? Not electrocute him, but whatever she yeah. did that took away his memory.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid he saw my face. Girl, her face wasn't even off.
It was like, I know, it was like a little, yeah. it could have been like foundation that yeah, was messed up
exactly.
or something.
Yeah.
So that's why you... changed the man's life forever.
And then, like, she's like, I didn't kill him, though. I don't kill anyone.
I just, I told you I wasn't gonna kill anymore.
I just faked his death. It's like, oh,
that's so romantic. Yeah.
Thanks. And that was all for us, right? But I will say, Louisa stood her ground.
Yeah.
And she was good up until the very last part of the episode. I was like, yeah. good, you stood up to your ex-boo. Yay. And then towards the end, she just kind of
yeah.
ruined it all. Again.
Delia, what do you think the number is? Do you have any idea of the number that Louisa thinks has something to do with why Michael had amnesia?
I think it's some kind of like safe or like some kind of, I don't know. She's got something hidden, some kind of evidence, mm-hmm. I think. I don't know what that would be. It's so long. Or a bank account. It could also yeah. be a bank account. It could be traced to like somebody's. Ooh.
Like a bank account
some
number, yeah.
Some parents, long-lost parent, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But yeah, that's, I was like wondering. I was like,
Yeah. Simone, what do you think?
I don't even know. That's a really good point. Maybe a bank account number?
Because it looked long.
It was very long.
It wasn't a phone number. It had more yeah. digits than that. So definitely wasn't that.
Or even, like, considering Sinnerostro, it might be, you might have to scramble it, so it's probably not the
or
order.
Or could spell something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It could be letters. Like, I want to write it all out and just sort of put, like, remember how we used to text when you would hit the number, like, number three times? I thought it could be something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard.
It definitely has something to do with Michael, now Jason, having amnesia. Like, I think that's for sure.
No, for sure.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. That's what I was, like, thinking, like, maybe it's something related to information or, like, I don't know if it's, like, a case.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something.
I don't know. Yeah, that's the one
part. We're
going
to find out, that's for sure.
We better find out.
It's so funny they didn't even say how they came about finding it. They were just like, oh, ask her about these numbers.
Yeah, that kind of threw me off.
I was like, what?
There was no introduction to that in the past episode or in this current episode.
I think it was last season.
Oh, really?
I think we were introduced to those numbers last season.
Was Michael working on that? Was that what he was doing, kind of when he was doing this Sinnerostro kind of cases?
Well, I think it was the police, because when Louisa pulled out the numbers, Sinnerostro said, oh, so you're working with the police.
Okay.
So yeah. I think it may have been Michael. I don't really remember. I just want to rewatch the whole last season.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so many twisted cops, too.
Yes.
So I'm just wondering, because some of them were working for Sinnerostro.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. It was a lot. It was a crazy episode. But now it's time for our special segment. So yes. Our segment for those new viewers out there, it's called Ride or Die. So we are going to say who our Ride or Die character was this week. So your favorite character from this week and why. Why did you just love them so much? Or maybe you felt bad for them. Or maybe they had a really cool outfit on. We're going to start with Simone. Who was your Ride or Die this week?
I think my ride or die was Zoe because, per usual, she comes in and saves the day. Last episode, she gave a hug to Raphael, who really needed it. And then this episode, she got Rogelio in check because, what?
That was amazing.
I loved it.
Oh, my God.
That was not working. It was so annoying. And she was just like, you were not about to do this right now. And of course, I mean, being the queen that she is, she saved the day and got production back on track and put him in check because he was a mess. Yeah. So that's my ride or die.
I love her. Delia?
For me, it was Rogelio, actually.
Because I love it.
Because it was, okay, so overall, the episode felt, like, really confusing, and I had all these feelings, but Rogelio was there for me to make me laugh, to be dramatic, to do the Rogelio-ness that we love.
Rogelio-ness.
You know, it's just, like, you, like, I just love that, everything, even, like, that what, it's just, like, yes! Yes, Rogelio! You're still in the game! Like, you're still doing it! He's my boo right now. Because Petra isn't around. Okay. Yeah, he's coming.
Watch out, Raphael. Raphael's coming for your spot.
Oh, no. My ride or die this week is going to go to Abuela. She's just, I love her. She's like, she is so selfless. And the way she sort of went about, when she told Jane at the end that she... Sorry, I just lost my train of thought. Basically, wow, I lost my train of thought. Sorry. I apparently have amnesia now. Yeah, it goes to Abuela because I just love her.
And how she's dealing with her marriage. Yeah.
With her marriage. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. How she's dealing with that, and she just wants to protect her heart. And,
she sent him away. And I love how Rogelio had J-Lo.
That was hilarious.
J-Lo did him a favor. That was
amazing. Shout out to J-Lo.
Oh, man. You see why Rogelio's my
That is true. I mean, he will always bring in the comedic relief. I will not deny him of that.
You can't deny it, He always brings it in. Love him for it.
So funny. He will instantly put a smile on my face when he says, Rogelio, like, it's so amazing.
The writers, like, how he gave him a boat. It's like, why did you give him a boat?
A boat? Who wants a boat? What am I going to do with that?
Oh, so man. Can't get enough of Jane the Virgin. So we actually have some news and gossip this week.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Love it. So actually, the actor who plays Michael / Jason, his name is Brett Dyer. He is actually engaged to an actress. We have a picture of
her.
Yeah, so her name is Haley Lou Richardson, and she plays opposite Cole Sprouse in the movie 5 Feet Apart.
Yes.
And they both were on Busy Tonight, Busy Phillips' show, and she was talking about how she actually proposed to Brett, and it was totally unplanned.
Aww.
Yeah, so they were, like, out eating pizza, and she just said, hey, like, want to get married?
How sweet.
He said, yeah, and then they got little twigs and made fake rings out of the twigs, because they were just out literally eating pizza.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's how spontaneous that
was.
That's
so great. Mm-hmm. And with pizza. I mean, can't go wrong with pizza.
And they have real rings now, but they kept the twig rings in a little baggie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
I love that she was unconventional and was like, I love this man, so I'm going to propose to him and not wait however many years or months for him to do it.
Yeah.
Are you guys married?
I was married.
Would you propose?
I was in my life. I would not. I applaud women who do, but I'm just like, not like I want to be proposed to, like, but for the women who do, like, girl, get that ring.
Yeah.
Like, you do it yourself, but I'm just like, I want you to ask me.
Right.
I'm just waiting. Right here. Just ask anytime you want.
35 years later.
Make sure my nails are done.
Nails have to be done.
Nails nails, done. Makeup. There has to be a photographer.
Yeah, like, all of that.
Everything.
That's so funny. Yeah.
Agreed. That's really cute. Good for them.
Yeah, so cute. Also, who the actress who plays Zoe, her name is Andrea Nevito. We have a quote from her. She was interviewed by Entertainment Tonight, and she was talking about how Jane the Virgin helped her deconstruct the Latino stereotypes. Mm. So she said, it was deconstructing the Latina stereotype of sexy, glamorous, and all of that, and getting in touch with just being human. What does it mean to be female? Do you have to be beautiful and sexy all the time to be female and to be valued? And she was talking about how she had to play Zoe, you know, going through cancer.
Right.
And she really thought that, you know, deconstructed the Latina stereotype. And I thought that was really cool. And such a cool angle for her as an actress. And she mentioned that she had a family member who did die from cancer. So it was really personal for her to, you know, play that role.
Man, she does an amazing job. I know her character, you know, when we were introduced to her, she did have Jane Young, and there were a lot of stereotypes, you could say, that were kind of placed on her character, but she's just done an amazing job with giving that character light and heart, and, like, I love Xiomara. I think she's amazing, and at first she was a bit selfish, you guys remember the beginning episode, so I think she's right. Yeah, it's definitely, the writers have taken that role and just... throwing it out to the stratosphere, and she's just been amazing.
Yeah. She's evolved.
Yeah. I feel like the cancer storyline humanized her more, just because she kind of just seemed like this glamorous Barbie who was sexy and so charismatic, and then you see life happen to her and how she handled that so gracefully. I like how she mentioned that that deconstructed that stereotype and also made her look like one of us who isn't always perfect and had to battle through that.
And she's always been an amazing mom. Yeah, I think that was always her core, was she was just an amazing parent to Jane.
Yeah.
It was almost like she was Jane's best friend and, like, voice of reason. Whenever Jane was going through something, it was always like, I got you.
I love her, too.
Yeah. So cute.
So now we're going to go into some quick predictions for next week. Never gets old. TV predictions. Simone, any predictions for next week?
Okay, so we didn't talk about them too much, but Alba and Jorge, I think he's going to come back into the picture. Because Alba definitely has feelings for him, and she's just scared. And I'm so mad that he's going away, but it's okay, because I know that he's going to come back into the picture. And as for, what is it called, Jason, I think he's definitely going to keep shooting his shot for Jane, and I think she's gonna fall for it. I don't know when, but it's going to happen, and it's just a matter of time, and I'm not here for it. Crossing my fingers for this not to manifest, but it probably will.
Yeah.
So those are my two predictions.
Delia?
Well, I told you guys that I was excited that when I went to a panel, they talked about the narrator becoming a part of, like, the series. So I'm trying to, like, Easter egg hunt, like, through the episodes and see, like, if I can pick up clues as to who it could be. So I'm going to be on the lookout for that. And obviously, I'm, like, hoping Jason doesn't be too suave with Jane. I'm just like, that's what I'm hoping for. He needs to, like, step off a little bit.
Oh, I definitely think that Jason will win over Jane. I see it happening sooner than later.
Yeah.
And I think Luisa is probably going to get kidnapped again. And it's like, I don't even feel bad for her at this point. Luisa, come on, girl, get it together.
I agree.
I can't wait, though. But that's it for us this week. Please tell them where we can find you on social media.
So you can find me at It's Delia Gomez on Instagram and on Twitter.
And then you can find me at Simone A. Thomas on Twitter and Instagram as well.
And I'm at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms, and we'll see you next week.
Bye!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.